This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Breakthrough on E15, EU tariff threats, and pulses and India trade pact. Agreement reached on E15, but some pushback. There is some positive movement toward congressional action to allow year-round sales of higher ethanol blends at U.S. gas pumps. Industry officials tell AgriPulse Kim Chipman the American Petroleum Institute and biofuel groups have reached an agreement on proposed revisions to a key bipartisan bill. This comes after oil and gas lobby pulled its support late last year from the original legislation. That bill, led by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, would allow expanded sales of gasoline mixed with E15 ethanol, known as E15, up from the current 10% standard. The agreement deals with the treatment of small refinery exemptions from the renewable fuel standard. Under the proposed revisions, the exemptions from annual biofuel blending requirements would only be available to energy companies that process 75,000 barrels a day of crude oil across all operations, as opposed to 75,000 barrels per day per plant. The proposed text says starting in calendar year 2028, the EPA shall reduce compliance requirements of each small refining company by 75%. That means those firms would need to blend or buy biofuel credits known as RINs from the remaining 25% of a given year's federal biofuel blending target. Republican and Democratic lawmakers, including Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman and the panel's top Democrat, Amy Klobuchar, said last week they are hopeful E15 legislation can pass soon after almost clearing Congress in late 2024. Now, keep in mind, Congress is racing to pass funding legislation by January 30th to avoid another government shutdown. It isn't clear yet whether an E15 bill could get attached to that legislation. Take note, officials with oil companies opposed to the proposed policy changes are expected to be in Washington today amid the lobbying battle, a person close to the situation said. World leaders head to Davos against a backdrop of tariff threats. Policymakers and business executives from the globe are meeting in Davos, Switzerland this week at the World Economic Forum as European leaders are hoping to avoid threatening U.S. tariffs over Greenland. President Donald Trump on Saturday said Denmark, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, and four other European countries would face 10% tariffs beginning February 1st unless a deal is reached for the U.S. to buy Greenland. European officials reacted over the weekend. The Financial Times reported EU policymakers are looking at reviving plans to retaliate with tariffs of over $100 billion of U.S. exports. These would include U.S. grains, meats, vegetables, wine, beer, nuts, seafood, and bourbon. Some are calling for even stiffer retaliation. Trump is set to speak at the forum on tomorrow and is expected to hold meetings on the sidelines of the event. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, and other European leaders will also be at that forum. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. GOP senators push for pulses in any India trade pact. Two Republican senators want greater market access for U.S. pulse producers in any U.S.-India trade framework. Late last year, India imposed a 30% tariff on yellow peas. Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Kevin Cramer of North Dakota sent a letter to President Trump. The action came several months after the U.S. raised tariffs on most Indian products to 50%. Because India was buying Russian oil. As a result of the unfair Indian tariffs, U.S. pulse crop traders face a significant competitive disadvantage when exporting their high-quality product to India, Daines and Cramer argue. As trade negotiations progress, we encourage you to push for favorable pulse crop provisions in any agreement. Canadian mushroom probe advances. The International Trade Commission has affirmed that fresh mushroom imports from Canada are hurting U.S. producers. The ITC decision allows the next phase of a trade investigation to proceed. The Commerce Department will now investigate whether Canadian producers are benefiting from government subsidies or if products are being sold in the U.S. below a fair market rate. There could be new tariffs if it finds evidence of unfair trade practices. Preliminary figures are expected in the coming months. The decision, quote, paves the way for much-needed relief for domestic growers and packers of fresh mushrooms. John Herman, counsel to the Fresh Mushrooms Fair Trade Coalition, says in a statement, the coalition, which includes several U.S. growers and packers, is the petitioner in the anti-dumping and countervailing duty case. Domestic producers of fresh mushrooms should not have to compete with products that are sold at unfairly low prices and subsidized by the Canadian government, Herman adds. Lenders can now see rural development portfolio online. USDA is launching what it's calling a lender lens on the rural data gateway, which allows the public to see USDA Rural Development's entire commercial guaranteed loan portfolio. Now anyone who wants can access, quote, where federal investments are being made, a department news release says. The dashboard showcases key metrics including total loan volume, average loan size, loan distribution by sector, geographic spread, and delinquency rates, the news release says. The gateway includes investment dashboards, quote, that show how rural development has supported local and regional economies over the last decade through 80 different programs, USDA says. Here's today's final word. Europeans must make it clear that the limit has been reached. That German finance minister Lars Klingbeil on possible EU retaliation if the U.S. imposes tariffs over Greenland. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.